plan applications in. It was scheduled to be heard for the 15th of September meeting, which is coming up this Thursday. But there's a number of areas which we still need to box off, and therefore it's not been tabled for the September meeting. We don't see that as a worry. We've taken a lead from the discussions we've had internally that we've got to get this right. It's not about just rushing into it, it's about getting it right. So it may be October, well, it's scheduled to be October, which is the 27th, I think. So last Thursday in October.
Yep.
The issues that have come up are genuine issues around highways, acoustics, and other matters of environmental health, really.
A lot of it is the statutory bodies that we're obliged to take part in the consultation process for planning anyway, aren't
it? It is, yeah. And we could get very boring here, Keith, talking about different planning
procedures.
I've said
procedures. It was statutory, you see. It's the other meaning.
Very good, yeah.
You didn't know I had words like
no,
that, did you?
No, not on this time of the day. But so all those things have got to take into account. We've addressed them. We've submitted new reports to the council, which then they're circulating to the people who've asked the questions. And we're on track now. Some really good news has been that we've had some discussions with funders in the last couple of weeks, which is means that we've got access to additional funds. We're going to need it because it's a bigger site, and with everything that's gone on and the abortive costs at 10 Acres Lane, we need the additional cash. So that's very welcome. So we're looking stronger in the cash capital programme.
Another area of work we're looking at the moment, we're getting more and more into, is the tender process with potential contractors, isn't it?
We have. We've shortlisted six contractors after an extensive interview and scoring process. That six became five. Five tenders have been submitted, and we're currently talking to three of those about value engineering the project to get the right price for us, and then in a few weeks' time, we'll be looking to nominate one of those as our main contractor. We're involving the City Council in that because they're one of the serious funders of this. So the City Council are going to be involved in that process. So we're pressing on. The other side is the community shares, and we're hoping to get something out to community shareholders in the next couple of weeks. It's been a long time coming, and we're very grateful for the patience that people have shown on the community shares. But the strength of the support we've got can be conveyed by saying that only £200 been withdrawn from the scheme in the last 6 months whilst we've been doing all this negotiation. That's tremendous vote of confidence in us that that people have given us, and we're not gonna let that slip by. We may need to raise more on the community shares due to the additional costs, but not a lot more. What we want to do is have the best possible scheme, and that may mean a little bit more on the community shares. So everybody should be getting ready to increase any investment they've made in the community shares, look to try and put some money in if you've not put money in already. And then we've got the development fund. The development fund's going along really well at the moment. I think there's about £450,000 been raised so far in the development fund. But that'll just cover fees. So we've had £250,000 costs at 10 acres, £200,000 cost at this. So we need to raise some more on that. We've had a tremendous effort so far, but we need to keep raising that cash. And we will get there. The conversations we've been having with Moston Juniors and other sports clubs in the area and the schools have been really positive. Vinnie and the M40 4FC group have gathered together something like 6,000 letters of support now, with 1,000 letters of opposition. That's a tremendous response, and that shows you why the planning application just has to be delayed a month, because all those letters have to be considered and have to be given due weight in the whole process. So the things are turning in our favour. The people in Moston are now coming out and supporting us.
Some of those people that had initially signed letters or put letters in against the proposals have changed their mind.
Yeah, they've now retracted those, and they've actually written into the council to retract their initial opposition because they've started to listen to what the scheme's all about rather than some of the misinformation they've been given by those who don't want to see the scheme go ahead. I've done half a dozen different residents' association meetings over the course of the last 3 or 4 months.
Standing ovation at one recently.
Not quite standing ovation, but I did get my first ever round of applause. So it was good. It's a tough, long road, but as the members themselves said back in March when we first discussed losing 10 Acres Lane, it's about getting this right. It's not about getting in as quick as we can. It's about getting it right. That may mean we're not in for next August, but what we've got to make sure is we are in.